on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KASATU is staging a workers' march in Maritzburg before the State of the Nation address. The Trade Union Federation wants the local government to give feedback on several issues it raised 4 months ago. KASATU's KZN branch submitted a memorandum of concerns on retrenchments, wages, the province's unemployment rate, and the two-pot retirement system. The union's Edwin Mkhize says its members will march to the Premier's office on Langali Balele Street this morning.
We're really disappointed that we feel as if workers, when they march, memorandums are being collected, but no one really pays attention in what we are raising. And we are saying that we can't keep on calling workers to come and march, and when their demands are not responded to by the authorities.
President Cyril Ramaphosa will deliver his address at 7 this evening. Newswatch's Ngulhle Malinga is in Cape Town, where several ministers and political party leaders have been sharing their expectations ahead of the speech.
The stage is set for what's being called a highly anticipated State of the Nation address. In his first address under the Government of National Unity, Ramaphosa is expected to outline how the political parties in the GNU will tackle pressing issues like poverty, unemployment and economic growth. South Africa will be looking to see if President presents plans for the future that can help restore trust in democracy within the new political climate. We might also hear more about global affairs, especially in light of the recent attention South Africa has received from US President Donald Trump and Rwanda's Paul Kagame. Meanwhile, authorities here are implementing road closures and final preparations are being made around the City Hall, where over 2,000 guests are expected to arrive later. Zinoote Malinga, Cape Town.
Parliament says the budget allocated for the SONA remains unchanged at 6 million rand. National Assembly House Chairperson Sandile Majozi has warned parliamentarians not to disrupt the president's speech.
Those matters of disruptions are being taken care into our rules. And if you act outside that, the rules are empowers the presiding officer to take the appropriate action.
And Swedish media say the man suspected of carrying out the country's worst ever mass shooting was unemployed and suffering from psychological problems. Rickard Andersson killed 10 people at an adult education center in a town west of Stockholm before turning the gun on himself. Police say the motive behind the attack remains unclear. Swedish media reports say 35-year-old Andersson, who had been living as a recluse, hid three rifles in a guitar case and changed into military-style garb in a bathroom before the attack. A recap of our lead story, KASATU is staging a workers' march in Maritzburg before the State of the Nation address. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.